Standing at another threshold, hearing your voice call me to your side. There's no other voice I'll follow. My shepherd, you're the place that I abide. There's no reason I should tarry. Yesterday's gone, I must carry on. Though I don't know about tomorrow, I know that we are headed straight for home. Where else can I drink living water? Where else can I hear words of life? How else can I know for sure I'm traveling your way? Unless I go, unless I follow every step you take.
Hello, this is Terry Clark. There are many ways we can read scripture. We may hear our favorite Bible teacher's voice, or we may even imagine our own voice reverberating over the multitudes as we proclaim the mighty word of God. I might take poetic pleasure from the sound of the words and the beauty of the inspiration. I could even read with a totally veiled mind, unable to discern even the simplest nugget of God's truth. All these perceptions of God's word will lead to confusion and even heresy. What's missing is the personal voice of Jesus speaking to me. For the Word of God is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Receive the Holy Spirit's nutrition. Become one with the Father as He speaks each word to you personally. And that's worship.